This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. It's springtime. The weather is gusty and cold one day, warm and pleasant the next. When the weather is changing so rapidly, how do you dress for it? And joining me to help with our springtime clothing conundrums is our resident fashionista, Zoe Washington. She's a fashion editor and CEO of the company Little Bird, a fashion consulting service for the teen and tween demographic. Hi, Zoe. How are you?
Hi. It's good to be here.
Our intern, Cassandra Morales, put a microphone in front of several WIPR staff members and asked for their fashion questions.
I'm Kenneth Burns, and I'm the city reporter for your public radio. What are some options for fashionable jeans for men that are not skinny jeans? It seems the overall trend as far as trying to find something that works tends to go towards skinny, and I'm not really that skinny.
So what would you advise, Kenny?
That's a great question. I get that question quite often, actually. The great thing about being a man is that you can have amazing options in terms of like classic just chic style. So I would say go back to basics. You know, with women, we tend to always search for the new designer and the new brand that's offering some new silhouette. But for men, it's always like, where can I find that one classic piece that I really like? And in terms of jeans, I would say go straight to Levi's or to Gap. That is where you're going to find a normal, relaxed fit, dark denim jean that is very flattering, that, you know, doesn't get tight and that doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles to them. And they're affordably priced. So I think those sort of classic retailers are the best places to go. It is a normal question to ask, because when you go into places like Urban Outfitters or even high-end department stores like Barney's, most of the men's selection tend to be that kind of Saint Laurent cut where everything is very slick and very minimal, but at the same time pretty tight. Mm-hmm. And it's really made for one specific type of customer, like a very slim gentleman. So if you want to go classic, go to the classic brands, your Gaps, your Old Navies, your J. Crews, your Levi's.
And a dark wash.
Dark wash, I think, is key.
Here's another question. This one is definitely weather related.
This is Marcy Max. I'm an account executive with WIPR. My question is, how acceptable is it for a woman to wear a dress or a skirt without any stockings?
I think it is incredibly acceptable. I actually think it's encouraged now. You rarely see situations where, at least from the runway or in magazines and editorial, where they're advocating that women wear stockings. Now, that's different than tights. When it comes to the sort of stocking game, the hosiery market has had to change quite a bit, because there is a certain section of women who will always, no matter what, without a doubt, wear stockings. And whether it's for the shapewear element that's involved in stockings, or if it's just for sheer leg protection, if you think it's a little bit chilly out, or because you were always raised that way, that it's improper for a woman to go out without stockings, there's always going to be that group.
Or if you have some blemishes or veins that you just assume not share with the whole world.
Yeah. Very true. That this is my case too. So that is, there's always going to be that available for that customer. But the hosiery market, it really had to change, because women day to day, especially when it's, you know, a little bit warm out, don't really want to wear stockings. So that's why you have companies like Spanx making great shapewear that cuts off before the knee, so that you can wear a longer skirt or whatever and still have that shapewear element without having to cover up your legs or have sort of the cumbersome feeling of stockings on your legs when it's warm out. So I think it's very acceptable. I think as long as you are comfortable with your legs being bare, everybody else will as well.
That's Zoe Washington here on Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. She's fashion editor and CEO of the company Little Bird, a fashion consulting service. Does the calculus of when a man needs to wear a suit compared to when a sports coat and slacks is okay, does that change with the season? I mean, it's different for every guy, depending on how he spends his time and what his workplace expects, et cetera.
Right.
But would it be different in summer than in winter?
I think it is a little bit different in summer. I think in summer, during the summer, people have a more relaxed sensibility in terms of wardrobe and what is appropriate, because they know it's so hot out. So I think it's totally fine to wear, you know, a great button-down shirt with a tie and a great pair of lightweight wool slacks, a wool gabardine that is incredibly light. It will be just fine. And then maybe forego the jacket altogether for something that's a little bit more upscale business, but at the same, you know, somewhere where you would wear a sport jacket in the fall, you could just go without a jacket altogether during the summer. But they will always need that. There's always a moment where you need a suit. I mean, you know, the summer is the time of weddings and of cocktail parties outdoors. So suits are, you're going to have to wear a suit at some point, but make sure you invest in a light wool one.
Nikki Gamer, who's the senior producer for Midday with Dan Rodericks, has a similar question.
I hate having really sweaty feet. I think it's gross. And I want advice on work-appropriate shoes for spring and summer that are not too casual. So, and I hate high heels. So I was wondering if you had any thoughts or advice on shoes that are somewhat fashionable that will not make my feet sweaty and gross.
That's interesting. Well, first, my first moment was to say, okay, well, definitely invest in a great open toe sandal, something, and I was going to say a heel, something that's open toe. There's so many great open toe options out now. But if you are not trying to wear a heel, which I completely understand because I normally don't wear heels myself, what is really popular right now is this idea of the Dorsey flat. So a Dorsey heel is typically the silhouette, it's popularized by Manolo Blahnik, where sort of this middle section of the heel is cut out and it allows for greater flexibility for women when you're walking in high heels. But the Dorsey flat has that same sense of flexibility so that, you know, let's say it's hot out or your feet swell a little bit during the day. Most women normally go through that. It allows for that sort of breathing room, but it's a flat option. And the other thing is look at perforated styles. So today I'm wearing perforated boots. So I'm all about
heels, I might add.
Heels, yes. They're perforated open-toed heeled boots in suede. So let your imaginations do the work. But for the flat option, great perforated suede or perforated canvas can be really a wonderful. You see a lot of them from Elizabeth and James did a great one. Vince did a great Dorsey flat. And they will be a little bit more expensive. And the reason why you want to invest in those as opposed to buying less expensive options is because, one, they will be able to take you from work to afternoon, evening, wherever you're going afterwards. That's a little bit more casual. And two, you're probably going to be wearing them quite a bit. So you want to make sure that they are sturdy and well-made. And I would go for the leather or suede options. The canvas ones are wonderful. And if it matches your look, then I think it's a great thing to do during the work hours. I would definitely say the Dorsey flat is your solution.
Zoe, thank you.
Thank you.
Zoe Washington. She's a fashion editor and CEO of the company Little Bird, a fashion consulting service for the teen and tween demographic. If you have a fashion question for Zoe, let us know at 410-881-3162. Again, 410-881-3162. More information on our website, wypr.org. I'm Sheila Cast. More ahead on Maryland Morning. Stay with us on 88.1.